This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
How are we doing?
Good morning?
Good early afternoon.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, baby. We're back at it.
This doesn't... And because we did the Tokyo one last time, it almost feels like we haven't done one in a while.
It does feel like it's been a minute since we've sat.
I mean, we did that one, but it felt like we were talking about something that happened in the past. It was like a canned episode, you know, so it feels like it's its own.
It's like that Atlanta episode where he's dressed up as Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What another
was that guy's name?
I'm not gonna there's no chance I'll think of it. But I remember you telling me, like, man, wait till you get to that episode.
It was so much better when you weren't prepared for it, when you were like, what is
what
this? You know what I mean? Like, this is so weird.
Did you ever see The Leftovers, Brondo? Did you ever watch
The Leftovers? Like the first, if there was eight episodes, I watched six.
Okay.
And then I didn't finish, which is a little bit.
I'm not even sure if it was three seasons. I know it was at least two, but I would say three or four. Anyway, in terms of canned episodes.
If there's more seasons, then no, I didn't. I watched the first part of the
I think it's season three. I think there's three seasons. Three or four.
I used to sell boots to Justin Thoreau, though.
Handsome fella.
Yeah.
He smokes a cigarette in a cool way.
He was like a nice-ish guy, but he's, you know, a celebrity.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What does he do with the cigarette? Does he?
Well, there's.
And this was my move. You see, you kind of keep it under because I was very. Yeah. I didn't want people to know I did it, so it was like a way to hide it.
That's what he did too. He held it between like his index and thumb, but the burnt end was actually in his palm.
In your palm. Make sure hands.
And I remember that was the first time I saw somebody smoke a cig like that, and I was like, man, is that fucking cool. But I believe that it's the same situation. He was doing it because he was putting cigarettes out on his run or something, and then he would go smoke a cig in the middle of his run and then run back. But anyway, season three, there's a canned episode, and that was the first time I understood what canned episode meant. And if you haven't watched Leftovers, it's worth it just to watch this episode.
I think it came into people's heads when people started talking about it was that episode of Breaking Bad with the fly and the thing.
Yeah.
It's like it's totally its own thing.
Where it has its own story within this.
Yeah, and it usually tells something bigger about the plot, but it's kind of a throwaway in the same breath.
Dude, I really, really miss watching Breaking Bad and then obviously Better Call Saul. That's a good... I'll tell you what, though. That's one of those few where Better Call Saul was like an afterthought. They're like, listen, if we can capitalize on some of this money, let's keep it rolling. Better Call Saul is better tenfold.
You know my
slow
deal.
Burn,
I just don't
baby.
Like... I hate the way those things look.
Yeah. No, it's a visual thing for you. They look like CSI Miami.
Yeah, I really don't like when there's that much done. There was another, like, I feel like, remember when everyone was watching, like, I think it was called, Narcos?
Yeah.
Same one where it's like, first episode, I watched for first 10 minutes, I was like, nope, if they aren't going to change this, like, color correction that they've done, I am out.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It feels so douchey for some reason.
Sometimes it doesn't click. That's a show I never got into. I probably started it twice, but just never. Didn't anyway, how you doing? How was your weekend? We got more time to talk some shows here in a second. Anyway, it's on my docket. But
okay.
How was your weekend?
It was fine. Didn't do a ton. You know, went. You know, did our usual. Go to the farmer's market, get a coffee, mill around there.
What'd you get at the farmer's market? Because Abby's telling me there's a new hummus woman.
Yeah, the new hummus is good. The old hummus still bangs, though.
When she said that, I was like, I hear you, but that's not something that needed fixing. The old hummus is the best.
It's just different. They have more interesting combinations, the new one. You know what I mean? That's where you get like a carrot harissa, and it's like, oh, that's interesting.
Which I would be down to try because I like harissa.
But the other ones, is the twins, you know, that do it, that's really good.
It's so good. We went to that one in the winter market. It was just some stoner kid. And I was like, what kind of hummus you got, bro? copped it all. It's all my favorite. Even just the regular tahini, you know, just the regular.
I like the cilantro jalapeno mm-hmm. one. That's very good.
Mm-hmm. Now, hummus does this thing for me, which I'm really showing all my cards here, but like there are certain things that I don't have all that often because I like it too much.
Yeah, 100%.
Hummus is one of those things. And it's like the same reason like the I don't get thing. Myself a big 2 gallon thing of orange juice with pulp, because I'm either going to drink it all or I'm going to treat it as an albatross and not finish it because I'm going to try to make it last as long as possible, which these are just dumb games I play. But
I know you won't like this. I do that with kombucha. I'll get two of the big, like the tankers, the GTs? Of the Health Aid.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Health Aid. You like
I'll
Health
do
Aid, yeah.
I'll do a tanker of the Guava yeah. Goddess too.
Yeah, dude.
But like it's I know that no one else drinks it in the house, so it's just me taking like 30 sips a day out of the container.
Yeah, you know because I mean? You got to stretch it and get all your money's worth, but then what ends up happening is it sits too fucking long, you don't finish it. So it's something that I struggle with, yeah. And in particular, hummus, we'll just eat the whole container. I don't care. In fact, Whole Foods has a new hummus. Are you familiar with Little Sesame?
Mm-mm.
Really good. They did a collaboration with that chili crunch company, Jing.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking
Fly
about.
By Jing,
Fly by Jing, yeah. They did a one that had the Jing chili crisp in it with pumpkin seed. It was stellar, though.
Every time I see Fly by Jing, this is gonna hit for nobody. There's gonna be like one person that hears this and likes it. But there's a song, Fly by Night, I think is what it's called, from Loma Prieta, which is like a kind of like a grindcore band. Yeah. And that song is like just like you know glass shattering. It's yeah. just fucking. Big and like yeah. hard, it's like Converge, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so good. They used to do this, like, I've seen them live a couple times, and they would do this like slow intro where they were, it almost sounded like they were tuning.
Uh huh.
And then cool. he'd be like, all right, we're Loma Prieta. And then it just, and it was just like, it would like, you'd be like, I gotta leave, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's so loud. It's yeah, they ruled. So every time I see that, I think of that band for yeah. no reason, you know, just one of those.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went to the farmer's market. We did a little okay. walking around to, you know, a thrift store, bought a very large, like, print painting.
You said it was two Italian greyhounds?
Two Italian whippets, yeah.
Whippets, sick.
It's cool. They're, like,
so sick.
Sitting on, like, a cliff.
Dude.
Like, it's one of those, like, kind of, like, almost like Renaissance paintings.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just saw it, and I was like, I love this.
Is it a painting or a print?
It's like a print of a painting,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? And it's big.
You're gonna like big.
It's
find
like, it
a frame?
Take up this wall. I already it's already up.
Oh, for
it's
real?
Behind our bed. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Sick.
It's cool. So
oh,
I got
that's
that
fun.
For like $40. I
yeah.
got like a one of the I don't think you'll know what this is, but it's like a thing you hang on the wall so it like you can pull your cassette tapes in it.
Hmm.
So I got one of those.
Yeah, like a little organizer.
Yeah, fucking $3, man.
Dope.
We got some records, some random stuff. Oh, we got these really beautiful like Chinese, they're like they're for holding tea, and they're like
what do you
really
mean for holding
ornate.
Tea?
They're like tea holders. That's they're like you know almost like a it almost looks like a vase.
Oh,
yeah.
And you'd put your loose leaf in there. I see.
Yeah,
yeah cool.
Yeah,
speaking
yeah.
of which,
really pretty.
Shout out Dean, my baby, if you're listening, love you, dog. Sent us a care package. Us being me and Michan, but there is treats for the stew in there as well. Got some milk cookies out there, which are really good. I had a mango one, had a milk tea one. But I got a sack of oolong tea.
What's the Canadian situation? We got a coffee crisp in there?
There's no coffee crisp in it. No.
I love them.
Dean,
if you're listening,
Brando loves coffee crisp.
I love coffee crisp. I can't have candy in the house. It can't be in the house. Like that's like my one, like that's the real, the ice cream, anything else that people are normally crazy about, I don't care.
No.
I'll milk a pint of ice cream for like 2 weeks.
Really?
Just little by little.
Yeah.
But not candy.
Interesting.
Too
See,
into it.
You didn't bring home any candy from Japan, right?
No,
I'm still letting it roll.
I'm truthfully, I'm trying to like stay away from that kind of stuff when I can because I get like cravings for it, and I can't control myself, dude. I'll wolf it down.
Yeah.
So
it's like the Nate Bargatze bit, being like, I talked to my doctor, and it turns out I'm not supposed to eat a family sized bag of Sour Patch Kids at 10 p.m.
Yeah, like I can't have that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, chocolate stuff is the worst for me, but any candy really, if it's around, will just it's the same thing as the kombucha, man. It's just like I'll keep going in there and getting one more little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, it's like a chore I can do while I walk around.
Yeah,
the house,
no, I got
you. So,
speaking of ice cream, dude, we could talk about my week in a little bit, but we took it real easy, as you can imagine. You know, I was dragging ass by the end of the last week, man. I feel like I'm back on top of it, though. I don't feel
underwater
anymore. I want to
see you this summer
anymore.
Get a little active. I think that's what you need to, like, balance your energy levels.
All right, well,
you know
while
what I mean?
We're at it, if anyone out there has a plug and you can get me some nice go-fast roller skates, blades, rather, Me and Timothy want some blades.
The most unusual thing to start with. Why don't you just go to a gym? You just do a little
not going to a gym
treadmill walking.
Or not something. Going to a gym.
Give me a reason why. Give me your dumb reason why, and get that mic away from your mouth. My God.
What? I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to pay for a membership. I don't want to have to go to another place. I'm fine to do some activity in my house on the property.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to a gym, dude.
Everything
I hate that
you
shit.
Just said I hated. Just I want that to be clear.
I know. I knew it when you but
on my property.
I'm not going to a gym. Not gonna. Unless I lived in an apartment complex that had one in the unit, maybe, but I'm not doing it, dude.
What is with you in leaving going to any third location?
I don't like it.
Why?
You're not gonna like this one. But I just feel like it I just like don't want to add, all right, well, here's another place I got to go every day.
Oh, my God, Chase, what are you doing that's getting in the way? Sleeping on your family, the family room bed? Like, what are you doing that it's preventing you from, cutting into the 8 hours day you get to do that?
No, I hear you, but in all honesty.
It's an hour. You go, it's an hour. You get to see
you.
Different things. It's good for you to be in different
you.
Places.
I hear you.
You have to love a gym. I'm just saying you need to go somewhere else and do something.
I need the blades,
it's good
bro.
For
I need
energy.
The roller blades.
It's good for your energy. I feel way better. I did not work out this morning because Gia doesn't have school today, mm-hmm. so we just didn't like work it out. And I feel like so much more like I'm dragging ass today than I normally do when I come
really?
In. My brain is up. It's engaged.
It gets
it's
you
ready
going.
To go. I pumped a little blood around. It doesn't even have to be anything crazy. When I went and started at the gym, I was just like, listen, I'm just going to do light jogs. I'll just try to do like – I'm going to try to get to like a solid hour of being able to do a light jog for an hour, and then I'll up speed.
Run for an hour?
Yeah. Well, I'll just – You got to give yourself goals, you know what I mean, so that you actually have something to work to. And the first little while I did it was hard as fuck, and then it got easier. And then it got to the point where I would miss it if I wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
And then you start going, all right, what else do I want to work on? You know what I mean? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling because now you feel comfortable in the space because you that's your whole thing. I know what this is. I know you. Mm-hmm. This is why it drives me nuts. This is why I ask the questions.
You've nailed it. Yeah.
You have a thing where it's like it's a whole new thing, and you don't. I told you if you go back and listen to the podcast early on, I said the reason I never wanted to start going to the gym is because I didn't like the idea that I didn't know the space. I didn't want to talk to anyone to figure out where things were. Yeah. You just have to you get over that hump, and then you're in it. And I also know you get obsessive about things.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you're comfortable in that space, as a space that you're comfortable going to, and it's fun for you, you're good to go.
Well, that's
but you that, go, you, yeah. go, you could go just walk on a treadmill. I'm telling you what, I'll give you this little walking program I go to. You're going to be like, that's easy. It's not fucking easy. I saw an Instagram influencer girl. She posted her work, and I'm like, I'll try to do hers. She's in good shape. That'll be like hard, but not too hard. I couldn't do it the first few times. Is it that like a high... It's a high incline. It's a high speed. You got to stay on it because it kind of keeps ramping up. So it's like hard enough, but you're just walking. It's not going to kill you. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to be in perfect shape to do it. And then you hit the sauna after that. You trying to get in? You hit the sauna after that for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You come out. You've sweated out all the junk. You feel good. Your skin starts getting a little glowy. You're good to go, bro.
Hey, I hear you, and everything you're saying is true.
I know what I'm gonna do. Christmas comes around. I'm buying you a gym membership.
Do it for the one by my house. Has a rock climbing gym.
Yeah, of course. I'm not trying to put you
rock
in like
climbing, yeah.
Do they have machines and stuff?
They have. It's a full service. I think you could swim. I believe they got a sauna. They rock climbing indoor, outdoor.
Amazing.
Yoga studios.
Suburbs, that's where the big gyms are. That's where the good shit is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And this one, actually, the one by my house that I'm thinking of, Al said that they used to do climbing competitions there. Point being is I'm not 100% against it, but you nailed it. I like to be comfortable in my space. In a perfect world, I had everything that I needed on my house, and when I wasn't here, I'd be there. That's an unhealthy thing, but that's just...
All you got to do is you bop home, or you even better for you, because you don't have like a kid and all this other shit you got to do. You just bring your gym shorts here. That's all you need. You don't have to shower there, because you can just go straight home.
Yeah.
You put on the gym shorts, you drive over there, bang out an hour. I guarantee if you implement 4 days at an hour, you're going to feel 100 times better than you do today, and you'll have way more energy.
Yeah. No,
guaranteed.
I hear you. You're not
like
wrong,
I'm like
Rhonda.
A little off my flow, and I still go at least 4 times a week in some capacity.
Yeah,
and I'm off my flow a little right now because the whole Japan thing, and then we were busy before. It was just really hard to get the 4 days in, but we still get most of them. And like I feel off my shit right now. Like my energy levels have been low lately because of it. So like I'm telling you, it's like a good thing for you, and you can ease into it.
Yeah.
You can get they give you free trials at these places. You just sign up online.
Yeah.
You go and you do a free trial. You just say, I'm just testing out. You go check it out a little bit. Maybe you just go check it out a little bit. Don't even do anything the first day.
That might have to be it.
You know what I mean?
I'm not opposed. Me and Michelle have talked about it. Talked about either getting up earlier, doing little workouts.
You said you wanted to get up earlier. How's it going?
Bro, like this is not me just making an excuse. I want to say this. Last week, you can ask Michelle. I was texting her in Tokyo. Be like, listen, I'm trying to get up early because I will say when we were on Japan mm-hmm. time, I was up at 5:36 at the latest, like mm-hmm. up, cognizant. You know what I mean? And then by the time we went and did something, it's like, man, I've already had a whole time to like settle into the person I'm going to be that day. I like it.
But that's
last week
I'm
saying, I was dragging
that, like,
fucking ass.
If you implement also like a little light workout in that morning too, you're going to be feeling like you come in and you're like, I've already lived a part of my life. I'm mentally ready to go.
Yeah.
My metabolism ready to go. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, because I will say, bro, it's easy for me to stay in bed till 8:30.
Yeah.
It's really easy. But anyway, that's a possibility. I still want those blades though.
I'm fine with that too. Yeah. What I'm telling you though is like you just need to like it's going to be uncomfortable for like 1 week and then you'll be
mm-hmm.
used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the reality.
Yeah, not really, you're saying.
Even if I stay up a little later, I'm still 8:30 is the latest it could possibly be. And that's not very usual.
Yeah.
And that's like a Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's just you just get used to it and then you never think about it again and it's not like a big thing. You know what I mean? It's 1 week of being like, "Oh, I'm a little tired," and then your body just like acclimates.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah, I just got to commit to it. You know what? Maybe tomorrow.
Let's see. I'm pushing to be better.
I do want to be up and outside more. That's the key. So that's why I was like, the blades would be nice.
Why don't you go out there and just...
about a bike again here and there, but bikes, here's the thing.
Why don't you just get up and go outside and start stretching? Like do a little yoga in the morning. Yeah. It doesn't need to be anything official.
We have a nice little patio.
You just get out there and just do some stretches. There's a guy that's behind me every single morning. He's out there in the sun, just doing a little, very light body weight, a lot of stretching, and I'm like, yeah, that's the move.
No, he probably feels good. Probably feels good, yeah.
There you go. Start with that, and then you ramp up to pop it in a gym. Plus, we're coming up on summer. You can just, I know you say you don't like hiking, but like it's just an easy way to be outside, like you're
mm-hmm,
saying,
mm-hmm.
and then you get in a nice little workout without having to do anything where you like tear your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little sun. You're all good to go.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You put on 15 pounds of sunscreen, I imagine, to get out there in the sun. Do you burn?
Yeah, I burn terribly. Terribly. Yeah. Do you remember last year I did that scramble tournament with Coop and the boys?
Oh, yeah.
Half of my face.
Yeah.
I look like Two-Face because the side of where I was sitting was exposed to the sun on the golf cart.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, buddy, I burn.
Yeah. You scream a guy who burns.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that I don't, especially with having a shaved head and everything. I really like it. It would take a tremendous amount of exposure.
It's your olive Italian skin.
I never did it as a kid. I was really darkly complected as a child.
Yeah.
Like very, but it's gone away.
Yeah.
But I still have a little bit of the olive-y stuff, but it never it doesn't tan as easy as it used to.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It used to be easy. You bopped out and it did, you know, it was out in the sun for like an hour one day, boom, I got the base layer, and then it's just I'm darkening up from there.
I used to be tanned by this point every year because of tennis. We'd start practicing outside the moment you could.
Yeah.
And then, you know, same with, you know, whatever else, sport, track, baseball.
Yeah. You're not a pickleball guy.
I would be a
There's
pickleball guy.
There's like a
guy.
Novelty to it. You played tennis.
I've never played it.
Well, you played.
I've never played it, but I would like to do it. I don't know, man. I also want to get into spike ball. I know Al plays spike ball. I love games.
Yeah, see, this is
that's a trick to get me outside.
This is where we differ. I don't want to do any sort of games. I just want to go work out and mentally wrestle with myself for an hour.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I don't need to like. I don't want to get competitive about it.
Oh, you see me take something way too seriously. Put me on a volleyball court. I'll take it way too seriously. I love volleyball.
A vast majority of the reason is that competitive brings out a anger in me that it's because especially when it's like a skill set thing where
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't really, I'm not that interested in being better at this and I can't physically just push you around until I win. So there's no, I feel like it doesn't, it's like keeping in a sneeze. You know what I mean? So it's no good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's going on in the news? Let's go to the news desk.
All right, I got a little something for you. Okay. Last week, we were able to secure Bobber a hockey jersey from the Bodie release. What do we think about that? saw firsthand. Wasn't really set up to...
It didn't seem like they were ready to go. I mean, even when someone said it was going to get released on their site for like a Nike release, I'm like, oh, Jesus. Like, that feels like that's going to shut their shit down. Because I don't know who's doing it. I just don't know who's buying the aftermarket sneakers. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just sort of like, oh, didn't get them. Never mind. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not paying $600 for a $100 shoe. Just too stupid.
It's crazy.
At that point, I'll buy a La Mer shoe. I'll buy a... Or a Lee shoe. Mm-hmm. If I'm in that category, I'm not buying a Nike.
Yeah, I feel you.
I like the shoe a lot. I think it's really good. I wanted the shoes.
I wanted the white ones.
Yeah, I wanted the black ones.
I wanted the black ones.
It didn't. Yeah. They were both good. I mean, I think that was like a cool shoe. I think that they've somehow been able to maintain relevancy in most of what they do at this point. I think that's an impressive thing for any sort of new brand. Because I think getting like some relevancy is its own challenge, but then maintaining it and having a consistent point of view that doesn't feel like, oh, this again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or just exploding to something so big that you can't quite grasp what it is anymore, which has happened to a handful of brands.
God bless them. They're doing it. And I think the collab overall was really interesting and cool, and the pieces were great and. Like I said, they're able to, you look at it and you say it's Bodhi, but you don't go, oh, it's Bodhi. I get it. I mean, I know.
No, it's cool. I love those running pants, you know, like the active material pants.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. The football jerseys and all that stuff was really cool. Yeah. It's cool stuff. I mean, needless to say, we didn't get the shoes.
We
got a hockey jersey. It's an interesting thing because Bob said to me, because I get so frustrated because I'm like a catch-22 on the whole. I mean, we talked about it with him. About the Hermes stuff, and it's a little bit of a catch-22 for me because I kind of still feel like, I mean, part of it's Hermes versus Nike are two very obviously very different things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, I was gonna say, and even the application in the product itself, like one is being purchased by dorks to resell at a margin of $150, $200 here and there, unless you sell it within the week that it announces.
Yeah.
And the other is from actual rich people.
Well, and you know, there's like, I don't remember, it's like one person makes each bag front to back. It takes X amount of time.
Great. The story's there. That's cool.
It's certain leather, it's certain thread, it's certain, you know, materials.
And, they are creating exclusivity to maintain the pedigree of the brand in the bag.
I think that's what you'd argue that Rolex is doing,
sure,
for example.
Which is cool.
It's not, I'm sure that they could get it made in bigger batches, but it's going to require the quality to go down, and then everyone's going to bitch and moan about the quality. You know what I mean?
Let's pause on Rolex. I want to come back to the Rolex Bodhi real quick. But in Discord, we were just talking. Apparently, Rolex will pay for you to come down, take a workshop, because there's so few watchmakers in the world right now. And then if you pass this, then you can go and take the full thing and become an accredited Rolex, like
it's
an employee.
Like, I mean, like in the handmade shoe world, I mean, obviously that's a different level of money, but they were, anytime a young person was in it, they'd pay them double. Like,
really?
Anytime a younger person would get into it, because everyone that's doing it is older, much older. Man. They're going to retire. I mean, I think that, I'm trying to remember, at one point there was, I think they had 6 people making shoes at one point at the factory, and I think that 5 of them were going to be retiring within like 2 years, and the other one was within 5 years. So you're like, if that's your business, you're like, shit, dude, like that's my whole workforce right there. And then there's no, you know what I mean? So
man, and what a cool skill to have, understanding it fairly well. Like,
sure,
that's really, really, really cool. And watchmaking, I think I'd love to dabble in just fucking with watches, you know what I mean? But what a cool trade. Anyway, I just want to talk about how that was also top of mind. Apparently people aren't making stuff.
My opinion on the Nike version is they have the capacity to make things at a massive level without with the quality maintaining. I mean, you're already paying $180 for a sneaker that is not $180. You know what I mean? And they're able to do that at a mass level without the quality going down. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, just make enough. If you think they're cool enough, just make enough that people can buy them. You know what I mean? That we're not. I mean, look, it's fine. It's one thing if you're paying $250 instead of $180. You know what I mean? Resale, but at this point, you know, the numbers don't make any sense. They're just made up. It's all, it's the market's set by one dipshit who was like, I got them, you know what I mean, for that much money. Mm-hmm. And that's a dumb way to set the market. So then you have to wait a year until they're like back to like a price that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And it's just silly. You know what I mean? I think it actually kind of in some ways hurts trends from happening at a bigger level. I mean, that's what happened with like, you used to not be able to get when, you know, Sambas was the thing. You couldn't mm-hmm. you couldn't find normal ones. You couldn't find Birkenstock for a little while, mm-hmm. you know, because they just got the too popular.
Boston's, yeah.
Couldn't buy them anywhere. And that's one thing. If it's just like the trend has gotten to a level where everyone's sold out, that benefits everybody. I also think that there's sometimes a thing that's about, that drives me nuts about the sneaker thing. And this is actually an old Kanye thing that he never did. But I was pro the lines of thinking about if it's cool enough, then you can make as many as you want and it doesn't die. I mean, the point being made there was iPhone is – everybody has pretty much the same thing. They all look identical. I don't know the difference at this point between a 4 and a 9 or a 12 there's or a 15 many, or whatever yeah. they're at.
But we all got them.
They all look the same. And that's still the coolest phone to have. No question. Sorry to everyone that doesn't have that one, but that is the coolest phone that you can have, realistically. Yeah. So, you know, if it's cool enough and if it's relevant enough and it's been made well enough, then that's the thing that's, you know what I mean? So, like, I just wish some brands would be like, let's test that. Let's see what that trend looks like at a mass level. Let's make enough that people can actually get them. Mm-hmm. And if that makes the relevancy go down or the coolness level go down, then that's more of an indictment on the people buying it, in mm-hmm. my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's sometimes a bummer to see that, because then it's like, now the only thing you're going to really get is some diffusion version of it that's not as good. And it's yeah. like, just make enough that, you know, I'm not saying you can't be millions, but like, make enough to meet a general demand. Not every single person wants $180 like low trainer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, that there is a cap on that. But let's see what that looks like. Not just we made 100 of each, or 200 of each one or whatever, and we seeded 90% of them
yeah.
to the same people over and over and over again, that at this point I'm not – that nobody's even looking to his style mavens. You know what I mean? It's just – it's gotten to be lazy, I think, at this point.
Yeah, they're just industry plugs.
Yeah, which is that's not me making blows at Bodhi. Making blows at Nike more than anything else of like – I just think a little bit we're past some of this. You know what I'm saying? Like this yeah. – it's the way it's released and like the, you know what I mean? Like the cool factor only being predicated on that there's only a handful yeah. of made yeah. and they're only in the hands of influencers who don't wear them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to see them out and about. I want to be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you know I agree.
I just think that's such a bummer to like, you don't allow trends to actually be trends any longer.
Yeah.
And it used to be like, you know, little black dress, everyone had one, but like, that's why it was still cool. I mean, you know what I mean? That like, see what it looks like to make an icon. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that always kind of bums me out with this sort of stuff. It's not that I don't get it personally, because I don't care and I don't need – it's the last thing I need.
Oh, it's fine to not get them, yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. But it's more just like, ugh, it's just kind of the same – we're still on this, huh?
It's just jumping through the same hoops, playing the same game, all for what? The same story again?
Yeah. Let's just make – cool stuff and make it trendy. You know what I mean?
If like, it's cool, it'll stand on its own. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I miss, of just seeing stuff stand on its own at 2 feet. And like seeing like, is this actually like a global level trend, or is this just a little bit of hype that will live on a 24-hour news cycle and then no one gives a shit about it after this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one's going to give a shit now going forward. No. They're just gone, and maybe you see one now and then go, oh, interesting. But that's going to be about the extent of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what kind of bums me out about that stuff.
Yeah.
I got a topic for you. This was in the New York Times style section, and I thought maybe we could sort of touch on it or give our two cents on it. And that's – look, there's no reason to get into, like, the full article really, but they were talking about, like, what it means now to, like, grow up a little bit in fashion. You know what I mean? What I mean by that is, like, how do you – like, what is different between you buying clothes in your 20s and now buying clothes in your 30s? Like, how does the style changed at all? Because it certainly mm-hmm. has to have in some regard. Like, what does it feel like to mature in your style?
It feels to me, the biggest thing would say silhouette. That would be the number one thing that has changed for me.
There's been a definite trend switch in 10 years on that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. We've talked about it many, many times, but like, I'm thinking I was in college when I started getting into this shit. I was wearing Red Wings. I was wearing raw denim. I was wearing Buffalo check plaid Wallace and Barnes flannel from J. Crew that every guy had from that period of time because mm-hmm. it was affordable. I mean, am I answer? Is that answering the question?
No, I think you know that, what I mean? Like, I mean, look, maybe we kind of put it in, because I think it's a little hard for you or I to answer this kind of stuff sometimes because we work in the industry a little bit more. I mean, I'll say that, like, I'm much more gravitating towards, and I think this is, there's a lot of reasons for this, but like, I don't care if it's flashy. I just want it to be really nice materials and fit me the way it wants it to fit me.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I like Oralee. It generally fits me pretty well. I kind of know the sizing, and I like that. I like the types of dyes they use because they're interesting without being loud. I like that. That's pretty much their whole thing, is that it's like kind of dressy, kind of casual, somewhere in between. And it's just very like, there's no nonsense to it.
Yeah.
It's more about the materials and how they're dyed or made. Mm-hmm. That is really the interesting aspect. And that's more for me than anybody else.
I would agree. I would agree.
So it kind of makes it like, it is a little bit of maturity in style, and that like, it's not so, there's nothing goofy about it. You know what I mean? It's technically anybody could probably wear it.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? So I can see I've seen myself draw, you know, just be a lot more interested in that kind of stuff rather than being like, there's a name brand on it, or it is a name brand in general, or that anyone's going to know what this is, or that it was expensive or anything like that. I just don't really care.
Yeah. No, so I think that's I agree. Part of it. I agree. I would say that that hit the nail on the head for me as well. Then it's like, I do much less experimentation, not to say that I won't go out on a limb here and there, but I know what I'm comfortable in and how I want to present myself and what I physically feel comfortable with on my body, you know what I mean? And I've just kind of just been replicating that. I mean, at this point, man, I got 6 green ripstop pair of pants, and I don't feel like that silly in any way for me. It's what I like to wear, and so I don't need to fuss about with the other things, you know what I mean?
I guess the other way to look at the question, or the way I was thinking about it for like somebody listening, is like, imagine yourself switching careers. Mm-hmm, you have to go work in an office. Now, listen, I think that that does not mean you're wearing a shirt and tie. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to wear like dress pants or tucked in, you know, Van Heusen shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it is different now. You know what I mean? But and I still think that you would have to adjust your style. What would that look like? Let's just say that that's a scenario for you. How would you go about that thing? Like let's say tomorrow you have to go work in an office.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's still casual, but you're gonna have to mix. You can't wear what you're wearing right now to an office.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it makes sense. I mean, and just to be clear, he has a Capital Bones T-shirt on. I can't
purple
even see
pants,
some sort of fatigues
Birkin
and
socks.
A North Face hat, and it's all that's cool. And here, that makes sense because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But like, obviously in an office, you would have to switch that.
I would probably commit even harder to engineered garments, and I would just get myself a ton of Loiters, Bedfords, Ivy jackets, fatigues in matching colors, and
so you'd almost go like suit. You'd go suiting.
I would go
like
soft suiting.
Yeah.
If I were had to go in the office, or I was front facing in some way, say like a sales. Tech sales guy or whatever, you know what I mean? Because I do fancy working on the golf course, so to speak, where you take rich old guys out to play some golf. You know what I mean? I can hang with that crowd. But no, in terms of like what would pique my interest right now that I could do right now that would be acceptable for that world, I would totally probably just switch out the whole wardrobe and say, all right, I'm all in on EG again, and just do a gang of Loiters, a gang of Bedfords in fabrics that I like, summer weight, winter weight. You know, some of the why can't I think of it? Not the work shirt, but another one of their button down silhouettes.
Century.
Yeah, that work well with those. And I probably wouldn't tuck it in shit, you know what I mean? I'd probably still let it be what it is, because undoubtedly you go in those offices and it's a guy with branded hoodie from a work event and J. Crew chinos and some random fucking finish line Nike runners. You know what I mean?
Of the office, the quarter zip would
sort of be, exactly. And the thing is,
nothing looks worse, in my opinion, than quarter zip with like crisp shirt underneath. That is that is not the move for anybody, in my opinion.
Especially if you're built like a frat guy, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, it's not flattering on a lot of people. Yeah. So, but anyway, that's what I would do. What would you do?
I mean, I think you might be pushing it a little bit because of the like, silhouettes of those things, but I think that
I wouldn't buy them big.
What I'm saying is that, like, casual office today, if you have a suit on but your shirt's untucked, but it's kind of like a purposeful thing, I think you could get away with it. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, because I would carry myself in such a way of like, no, I'm not in trouble at all.
Yeah, well, I think that, like, that's what I mean. Like, I think a lot of people are just wearing like, you know, like jeans and a tucked in polo or something like that, or, you know, something, you know, or something along those lines, or like untucked, you know, dress shirt and slacks, yeah, like Lululemon slacks. And I'm exactly. That doesn't look good to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, if you put some intentionality into it, I think that's the differentiator in casual wear. You know what I mean?
For me, I know what I would do, and I just don't know if it pushes it too much, but this would be my move, I think, because it's like, I always think that there's a certain level of balance to where if you go low on one side but high on the other, it always balances mm-hmm, out. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like I would go my classic Gucci loafers, get a couple colors of those. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones I feel comfortable in. I know that those are good in an office, and they're still like stylish. People know what they are without them being loud because they're kind of like an icon. I go wash jeans. And I'll have them nice.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? And then I go tucked in t-shirt and like a Le Mer blazer. You know, I'm so really like flowy blazer. So I feel like that look is enough that you get away with it.
It's an intelligent look.
Yeah, you get you get nice glasses and nice watch and you just keep doing that look over and over in different colors.
The glasses are probably key here.
You can't really. I think it's dressed up enough, but it's still like, you know, I'm still fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not a dork.
Yeah.
I feel like I can make that work.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That'd probably be it.
I mean, a lot of guys that go in the office could learn from that. Just like, guys, just find something and make it yours. Just don't dress like the guy next to you.
Yeah.
Because
it's just, you know what it is. And I think it's actually the downfall has been what you just said, which is like golf wear in an office. It's like, those are two different things.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think a lot of dudes who don't dress themselves, which is fine. I don't think everybody needs to exist in this world. If this isn't something that makes you feel good, then fuck it. There's no need for you to participate. That's fine.
I think that people do benefit from like, just think about what looking cool to you.
Yeah, but do have some sort of thought around it. You don't need to come and shop at Canoe Club.
The main thing is the skinny pants got to stop. Any
skinny pants with the Cole Haan with the Lunar Lawn.
But that is just a... It's not a good look for anybody. I don't care how you're built. It's
No, but wait. I got funny socks on. They got unicorns with cotton candy on it. So it's funny.
Funny. My wife got me these. Yeah. I mean, I think that like...
Golfer in the office is crazy though.
No, I think even worse is like the, you know, they put the Vejas on with the, or I'm talking about those nasty shoes.
No.
It's like those with the... You know, they got like a V on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They look like Stan Smiths.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, no, that's not it. Like, that's not a way to.
Actually, don't buy a Stan Smith.
Yeah. Common Projects led the charge on this, and Veja went, we can do it cheaper. And then people were like, great. That's a cool look for me.
Now, that's a problem. I actually miss Common Projects. I still have
a pair. I'm fine with that.
I got the Court Lows or something. I got them from my buddy Ross. Thank you, buddy.
But what made those great was that they weren't puffy white
just
sneakers.
Regular fucking
they
shoes.
They were very like low profile and like looked like you could dress them up. Maybe just not the white ones over and over, but like.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like.
I'm with you.
You have to pay for that look.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do the Vejas. You can't do a Stan Smith in an office. Yeah. To me,
get the Common Projects.
Yeah.
I actually still support it. I still wear mine. In fact, Coop and I were going to golf yesterday. It's fucking snowed. We're going to golf this Saturday. And then I got my Palm Springs trip. When is that, Rondo? That is not next weekend, but 2 weeks from now. That's my golf shoe, Common Projects, little Court Lows.
You don't have to have. Don't you have to have like certain shoes?
I actually never got into golfing in golf spikes.
I mean, I don't know what this is.
It's basically like they're just little. You know what it looks like, Rondo? Is it looks like the spikes are more like if you like a glass bottle of Coke. You pop the can. You know how it has the ridges. Imagine if you just screwed those up into the bottom of the shoe. That's what it looks like.
Okay,
that's
so
hardly anything.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And actually, in the summer, I like to golf barefoot. I feel like I can bounce. Point being, that's what I play. I don't have any
else like a nice Palm Springs without shoes on.
Oh man, I'm so excited though. I'm so excited.
Well, that's exciting.
Coop's, Rye was saying it's gonna be like 110. Man, I'm gonna have to find something to do.
You're gonna need one of those big straw hats.
Yeah,
with like the,
I think
with, like,
I
the
think like
veil
what Bill like what Bill Murray is wearing in the beginning of Space Jam.
Yeah,
that's what I need.
Yeah. You need the like a full veil.
It has the
robe.
It's a headband that then has something sticking up the back like a little bar, and then has what looks like the little cute thing in a Hawaiian drink. You know, like a tiki bar drink type thing. Yeah. Sick.
You need something like that.
Yeah.
For your powder skin. Okay. Well, I think that about covers it. I don't know if we really answered that question, but it was just an interesting thing where I'm like, I don't know what that means anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, because it's just so different, and yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe the things that we're saying aren't even really like what it's popping anymore at an office. I don't understand what people are doing, but...
You nailed it. It's golfware.
I just feel like it's like, it should... I do wish you, when you thought about like office people, I'd almost rather it just be like the old version of suits. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Where it's just like, there's like a... monotony to it, but like everyone's at a similar level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone should be trusting each other's tastes Mm-mm. in that scenario. You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
I think even what we're describing is like what we would wear, I think are like, I don't want to say advanced moves, but slightly, you really need to balance out the things that we're saying to make those two things work.
Yeah.
Because I hear what you're saying, and if done right, totally on board. If too sloppy or not tailored, you're trying to like roll those pants or something like that, no. Now we're into like it's right, a little too messy.
No, you same yeah, thing with that's mine, true. You probably I mean? Would want to tailor it. You would want to tailor it.
You can't have a Uniqlo jacket with the beat jeans. Like that's not going to that's not going to cover it. It's
but even
be
now,
nicer.
It's like, what's the point in spending all that money when again, fellas wearing golf shit next to you? Nobody cares.
No,
that's
know. They know who. I think that's the thing. When you got a gang of people, they know who's doing it.
Yeah.
Cool and who's not. You know what yeah. I mean? And now you're, I mean, that's the other thing. That should be your whole reason for doing it if that's the whole vibe at the office. Because now you come in, you're like, oh, he's the yeah. cool guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's, you know, you're treated differently. Yeah. No question. Now, they might try to dismiss you as cool guy because they're insecure, but you just kind of throw that back at them. That's super easy. And then,
yeah.
and then you're in charge because they look stupid. Yeah. So, easy.
Yeah.
It's like a maturity thing. I think that's kind of what we're talking about. It's like there's a level of maturity and like, hey, I spent the time to understand this stuff. So that, you know,
yeah.
so that I can play at this level. And you know what I mean? Like that's if you go to an office that's at a higher level, you're either going higher level suiting or people are doing more sophisticated, nicer clothing. You know, so if you want to play, if you want to grow, like that's what you want. You don't want to play at the lowest level.
I do wonder what like a nice office in New York looks like where probably the staff
Zara
takes
suits,
it fucking
Zara suits,
seriously. Yeah.
Zegna.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it. So we're doing, we're going to do a kind of a new little thing here.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually kind of stolen from, anybody who used to read Well Spent. I used to love this article they would do. Shout out Nick Grant. Shout out.
Our boy.
I forget Brad's last name. Bennett, I think he was the editor. Come on the pod if you listen to this. They used to do a thing called like Instead of Rent. I mm-hmm. think that, which I think was technically something that GQ did from a while before. I'm probably mixing up all these
sure.
references, but basically you just go, hey, if I didn't have to pay rent and I could put it all towards fun stuff, what would I
yep.
do?
Yep.
And I always liked this like line of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then you guys can kind of hear like what we're thinking about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what we're interested in right yeah. now. So why don't you kick us off?
For me,
so we're saying we're playing with around. We didn't like put numbers to this, yeah. but you're playing with like around a $1,200.
Yeah,
like any
in
sort
that
of like
realm.
You know, relatively normal towns.
You spend you know, more or less, but yeah. it's in that
sure,
realm
sure,
when
sure.
it's all said and done. It's absolutely gorgeous out today. It's mid 70s. I would look at it if I were going to go on a shopping spree today with my rent money. I'd do like kind of a closet reset more or less. I'd probably get a gang of the Rototos. I think the Rototos are so nice. Mm-hmm. So I'd
Which
probably
ones?
Toss. I want the three packs. Mm. I would do a three pack white, gray, browns, and beige.
I think that's right, yeah.
I believe there was four. Yep. I would reset my socks. I'd probably get a gang of the Athens tee from Lady White. Nice and lightweight. I like the collar. Go under all my jackets. Summer weight fatigues from Orslo. Catch balls. I have those white catch ball slip-ons in my office. I want to cop those today. Depending on where that would bring me, then a splash out piece. There's actually a TSS jacket I'm thinking of trying on when it comes.
Okay.
So that's not necessarily in the store to
it's
buy
coming.
At this moment, but it's on the way. And then also, this will serve as a shout out for something coming later, but we also have Beams Plus here coming shortly.
Mm-hmm.
We got a gang of those Beams Plus version of the Patagonia baggies. Mm. And I'm going to get a couple of those.
Okay.
That's I would look at it as like let's just reset my spring shit, you know.
Basically, you're resetting all of your like summer basics.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because you really got to start. People got to start thinking that there's fall basics and there's summer basics. Like that's how
really,
I look
yeah.
at it.
That's
you know
how
I mean?
That's how I do it too. And I would say almost all of my wardrobe that is not explicitly a coat is 11 months out of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there are some days where it's like it's too damn hot. I just need a pair of shorts and a lightweight t-shirt. I cannot do more. As much as it kills me. I love to have long sleeves on, But actually, and then that case too, I would cup one of those EG work shirts. The most recent.
Linen-y ones?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, those are kind of overlooked this season, yeah, I think. Yeah,
Spaceman's been wearing his. I just got dinner with him and his better half this weekend.
I actually think they look so much better because they like don't get really they don't really get wrinkly. They have a really nice drape to them.
Good
you
texture.
You still get that work shirt look. And to be honest with you, you take them into the fall and you can wear them as like underneath things.
Yeah, it serves a purpose for summer in that it's lightweight. You can wear it all year though. Just put it under a jacket, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that, like for example. I feel like every single season, because I look at everything as seasons, because it's how I work. So it's just how I think about things. But I'll do like fresh set of socks. So at least 7 pairs of whatever, like that one tinge off of pure white socks. I'll do like 7 pairs of those. Got freshies. 7 pairs of the Lululemon boxer briefs.
Have you cycled out of those yet? Or are you still rocking them?
I'm on to my like third or fourth run of them.
And you've thrown away your old ones already.
I haven't needed to, honestly. There's only been two pairs have gotten like a little hole or a old.
But largely they're brand new still.
Yeah, still
after a wash,
shape.
They feel brand new. Mm-hmm. So, okay, anyway.
Then I do, in the summer, I do like, I try, like a t-shirt I like that's like a little bit like more cropped and lightweight. And then in the fall, I just do pretty much the same thing, but a long sleeve version of it. And I'll get like 5 of those. You know what I mean? I get like 3 white ones, 1 off white and an off black. You know what I mean? That's all beautiful. I need. If I have those and then I keep them in good shape and I wash them and hang them and do my whole thing, then that's kind of like, and then I'll just bring them out. You know what I mean? Like when it's fall, I just fold them up, put them in a different spot, and leave the t-shirts be the ones. And then once you have that like basics level down, then you don't have to think about that stuff anymore. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I know, you can budget for it. You can just be like, this is how much I need to reset myself. Nothing feels better than getting fresh pairs of socks. Like,
I love it.
You've got like 2 or 3 weeks of just feeling great.
Yeah.
And same thing with t-shirts and all that. So like all of that stuff will make all of your older, like splashier pieces look better. You know what I mean? Because it's like there's just – you've breathed new life into them a little bit.
Yeah.
So that I do get that. And I actually don't think I need it right now because I already did it. So that's not really where my head's at. But I am starting here with kind of in a similar vein though because I do like – I liked the washi from Rototo.
They're really nice,
The color palette's great. Mm-hmm, I already have my reset of white. So I was thinking, oh, that's nice to have a couple like colors in there that still work for the summer.
Yeah. Texturally, they feel like a coddle piece, dude. Like those socks are so nice.
A lot of interesting texture to them. And I like I said, I really love the color palette of those. And those, I sometimes in the summer will do some color socks just because I'm not really wearing too much. I don't really like wearing more than like 3 things, if that makes sense. Like a t-shirt,
pants, jacket,
shirt, and or a light jacket and jeans or light pants of some kind. So it's like kind of feels more acceptable to put a color into place there.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, and I'm not like a tie dye guy, but those tie dye ones are even really cool, especially for like if you have Birkenstocks and I think that's a really cool look. So I would like those. I need a re-up on – I don't really need this because I just talked about how I don't need it. But I would probably get a pair of 990 V4s because we've got them. And they are available periodically, but not usually only like once, maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind having a gray sneaker that like maybe I'm even keeping on ice until fall or start like – you know what I mean? Because I have a pair of 574s, but I've put in the work on them a little bit. So it would be nice to have like a fresh pair of like plain gray shoes that I can – go to a few times and then get them ready for fall.
Yeah.
So I would like those. So that is kind of like re-upping a basic.
Yeah, of course.
Extensively, if I have like 3 canvas shoes and then 3 Birkenstocks and then 3 gray sneakers, that's my dream setup.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we're wearing the exact same thing at this point. We got Birkenstocks on today.
Yeah.
We're likely both going to wear Birkenstocks or Vans tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
It's just the summer. The summer thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love, this is a little bit of like a splash piece, but I've been trying to invest in some shirting because it's just really what I didn't have much of. Like I have plenty of jackets, have plenty of sweaters, have plenty of this, that. I just didn't have much shirts and I've been like more into wearing those, especially in the summer, of just having like really casual, nice, light shirts that you just throw over a t-shirt and kind of finishes the outfit. You know what I mean? But you're not wearing too much and
I can take it
on and off and you know, it's nice that way. I really love that Bardo silk shirt.
The black one?
Mm-hmm. I've never had it like a silk shirt. It's kind of like an off black. It almost reads brown in certain light.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked that for like a summer option of just like doing with like jeans and a white tee and some
jeans,
sneakers.
Jeans, white tee, shorts and a white tee would be cool, yeah, like Patagonias, mm-hmm, or something. You know what I mean?
Just having something like flowy over a t-shirt really has been agreeing with me lately, and I really like the texture and the, mm-hmm, shape, mm-hmm, of that one.
Yeah, hardly has any weight to it. You'd be, yeah, fine in the summer.
So I really love that piece. The other one that I really love, and it was, we were trying it on for a customer who was very interested in it, and I guess I just thought it fit differently. I already loved it, but I thought it would fit a little different, so I wasn't sure how I would work it into how I dress. But that wrinkled Aura Lee sweater is just still sticking with,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, when I tossed it on, I was like, oh, it, damn, this changes cropped, the game completely.
A little boxy.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more like form-fitting, but the way it draped and laid is just so cool, and I keep thinking about it.
Yeah, so let us know what you think of those, Jared.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I, sure, know you're listening.
Dr. Scharf. I like, I don't know. I've been really, I've been thinking about that one, yeah, a lot lately. So I might need to pull the trigger on that for the summer because it's so light, too.
Yeah, let's have you toss it on today.
Yeah. So maybe I do that one, too. So I think that would be, I think that the Bardo and the Aura Lee are going to eat up a large portion of, yeah, my budget there.
You can do a little reset.
But then, you know, a couple basics. So that's what I would be doing with my, mm-hmm, time and money.
Is there anything we've had this season that is now gone that you felt like you slept on and missed?
Ooh, let's see. I don't feel like I had as many like things get away. Oh, you know what? The main one for me, actually, the Orslo painter pan, mm-hmm, in white. The off-white,
yeah,
color.
Yeah.
I really wanted those, and I just thought we had plenty, and I like went to like try a pair on one day. I wasn't even trying it on. I know what size I am. I was, mm-hmm, like, I'm going to grab those, yeah, today. And I walked over and I'm like, we have one size left. How the hell?
Yeah.
So really bummed about those because those were like the perfect texture. I love that fit because I wear the denim ones a, yeah, lot. So very bummed about that.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's going to be silly, but it's something we get every single season. The chambray shirt from EG, the work shirt. Just the standard lightweight chambray.
We're out of it?
Oh yeah, it was the part, yeah, of the first shipment. Oh, I don't want the gauzy one. I want that one in particular.
I like that gauzy one.
But I do too, but I want, yeah, that one. And I just felt, oh,
it'll come.
And then it sold. So we'll see. But you know what? I just got my wheel spinning. You said the white painters. I've never had a white pair of pants, my boy.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems strange.
Or I had a pair. I got one shot sign painter enamel on it. The first day I wore them, I had like wore them, mm, when I first moved here. And I stopped by a client to wipe down the windows, and I bent down, and my knee touched it, and just...
It's done.
Instant. But anyway, I'm going to think about it.
I might do this. I could still do the summer weight fatigues in off-white. So I could still,
that's what I was thinking. Those napped mm-hmm, crew ones. I don't necessarily love the stark white ones. The stark white fatigues. Not for me. I want them to have some sort of texture,
those,
some sort
the
of
nice
cream
thing
look.
Is, I hear what you're saying, and I would agree naturally on like what I would buy right away. At the same time, the fatigue material in the starker white ones is going to like rough up more as you wear it, and I think it will like naturally age in a, mm-hmm, really cool way that will probably be – they're a little more rugged too. So you could wear those into the like the winter.
Sure.
You know what I mean? As like a winter white and like have broken them in really nicely at that point. And I think, yeah, that even, you know how the fatigues are, like one or two washes, it's like a totally different material.
Yeah.
So I wonder if those ultimately would be really great over time if you liked that like,
yeah,
look or,
yeah,
fit,
yeah,
better. Yeah.
Maybe I'll toss them on.
I might go for it. That is the one piece that I really regret,
yeah,
not getting though.
Yeah.
I think it'll come back.
Yeah.
It might
yeah,
need
it
a
will.
Year.
It will.
Though,
it will.
So, bummer.
Yeah.
I feel like there was another jacket from them too that I also slept on, but I can't remember what it is.
Well, hey, we have that denim work shirt-ish with the two pockets that you were thinking,
yeah,
about.
Yeah, the thing is, remember when I asked you about it and I showed you the one in the rack? I said, this one? Because I thought I tried that on. You were like, yeah. And I was like, no, I don't. And then I was online merching on the website, and I was like, no, there is a different shirt. I knew the one you tried on was different than the one I pointed at. So I'll go look for it today,
okay,
and see, if,
yeah,
see what it's like. As long as it's not too long.
I mean, I think that's right up your alley, dude.
Good to go, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a polo denim shirt.
Yeah, like,
you know,
the,
what I mean?
Yeah, the old ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have this great one that had like rivets and like the had like a big open pocket on one side and a flat pocket on the other. And it was really thick but worn in. It was a great piece. And I, coming off the CTA,
yeah,
it was like packed. And like I stepped out kind of fast to get through. And like there's some kind of piece of metal or something that just shredded the... like the armhole, you know,
on the,
mean,
door
or
like something.
It, I was,
yeah,
like, damn it. So I've never been able to find another one. Well, yeah, I'm sure they're out there, but I didn't look that hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But bummer. Yeah.
Well, what else,
he's
brother?
Like, I'm easy go. All right. Well, let's start to wrap it up. What do we got some good deliveries in now, yes. But also some stuff hitting this week and then a bunch for the week after.
Yeah. So sitting over by our door right now, we have two or three boxes from Document. That'll be the whole Document shipment for spring, summer. It's a little late on our part. Apologies, but it is here now. It'll be online shortly. We have the remainder of Story MFG also sitting over by the door. So that'll be online here shortly as well.
You know, I've been really thinking about too. I don't think it's in the shipment, but I really want one of those little type 2 things they do.
It might be in the shipment. Well, and I think there might be some more shorts in the shipment too.
I know there's shorts in there.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. Story's going to be fun. I'm excited for that. We got Fortella coming later this week. We have other things down the pipeline. Beams Plus, which will be the remainder. Mm-hmm. Like I said, those shorts and stuff. A lot of the more summery stuff, I think, is in this
second
shipment.
Yeah, a lot of pants and stuff. I think there's still a few more, like polos and things like that.
We've got Beams Japan also ready to go. Mm-hmm. Had a stellar first season with that. I'm so excited to get this
just
in.
Just waiting on one or two pieces to finish. So it might end up being more like mid-May. I'm not sure. We're working on it. It's soon, though.
All good. We got those kendamas soon. In it. I got a new hobby now, bro. You're going to hear me click-clacking around with that kendama all around.
It's going to get confiscated at work.
I am going to get in trouble, I know.
It's got all those little keychains and stuff that those sold out almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm. So those will be back. Some restock, some new stuff. Really, yep. Yeah. I know people have been asking about the watches a lot. There'll be more of those.
Oh, VizVim.
Yep.
We got a lot of Viz coming. We've got reed diffusers. We have candles.
Oh, yeah. So
we have
like
scent.
Two elements to this. So they're relaunching the scent stuff.
Yeah.
So there's some new scents. There's some ones that maybe you're familiar with, maybe you're not. So that's like a broader release for the first time. So that's an aspect of what's shipping. So some candles, reed diffusers, personal scent.
Yep.
There's, I know there's some AM Pluses in there, I believe, some kind of hoodies.
And I believe there's hoodies. I know there's shoes. There's the loafers. And there's more Seegers and Skagways.
Mm-hmm. There's Christos in there.
Christos are also in there. Yeah, yeah.
And then a couple other like jackets,
a couple of one twos,
like that. So that's a good show.
Yeah, exactly.
What else? I feel like there's something else in
you
there.
Just
TSS.
That was TSS.
So their shipment for spring will be here soon.
Yeah, and like then, I said, really nice, like true French blue jacket, like a very vibrant blue. And that's Michanna has a jacket that I wish I could fit. It's kind of gonna tick that box for me. So we'll see.
Yeah, and then I think after that, we're still looking at there's some Capital that'll come soon, and I think there's something else I'm missing. But, yeah, and then we're going to try to do some restocks and stuff like that, so keep an eye out if there's been things you've been waiting on that are more like core products. We're waiting on some of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so a lot coming in, a lot going on. So this one will be – we'll have a week – oh, and then we got Flea Tea that launched this week for sure, everything that he just mentioned that's at our door. And there's another one. Oh, some more Samuel Zelig, like another shipment from
there. They're shooting that on a model right now. So. Yeah.
So really good stuff. So
lastly, there's one more thing that I wanted to shout out. You and I have not talked about it individually, but I'm very happy to report that yesterday we got season 2 of Bobby Durst, The Jinx. Have you started it?
No.
Bro, it's out.
Didn't even realize. I knew they were doing that. I didn't know it was out, though. Yeah.
It's unfortunately, it's HBO, so it's episode per week.
Yeah.
But I will say, instead of it being 30 minutes, they're closer to like 50, 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. For anybody out there that has not watched The Jinx season 1 on HBO, go watch it right now and then immediately watch 2.
It's like one of the most entertaining documentaries of all time.
If you like true crime even a little, you are in for a treat.
You're going to love this.
So it's really, really, really good. There's a lot of stuff that they're showing in this season 2 that you didn't even know, like in terms of the timing. But anyway, without spoiling anything, I want you to watch it because we got to talk about it. Because, man, that dude is – what a character.
He's the most entertaining serial killer of all time.
Fucking crazy. So, anyway, I wanted to touch base on that specifically. But
okay, we got that. I'm going to probably finish that dumb show you made me watch. Or you didn't
Three Body Problem?
No, I'm not watching that ever. Oh. The Silo show?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like Silo.
You know what? The first two episodes were interesting. Mm-hmm. The entire middle could have been left out with no, you wouldn't have missed a thing. And then you could probably watch the last episode, I'm guessing. Otherwise, they don't wrap anything up.
They're spinning their gears. But the thing is, and this is where you and I differ, is like, I feel so invested in the world that I have to know more. I just have to. I need to know more about the lore. That's where I'm at.
For me, it's just like, it could have been a movie and it would have been a good movie. Mm-hmm. But instead, it's a really long show where there's a lot of like, we're going to go upstairs and then go downstairs and then go to my apartment and then your apartment. And then we're going to ask questions, but we're not going to get answers.
Yeah.
And just back and forth and back and forth. And
there's a lot of stuff that I want, they touched on that they're like not going to show. TV.
That's why Law and Order exists. That's why all this stuff, you know, ER, what's that
Grey's.
Show? Grey's, yeah. Grey's. That, like that show's been going, people like the procedural element. I get it.
Yeah.
It just drives me, it feels like a waste of time to me.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I don't, you guys think this is way more interesting than it is.
Yeah.
So. I'll finish that, though, finally.
Yeah, finish that. I will say, Three-Body Problem, where I was arguing for it last week, I might feel less strongly
the acting
pro.
Is unreal. It's it's the worst.
I don't care about
that. It's either the worst writing or worst acting of all time.
I don't care about that. That's neither here nor there for me. They had me hooked on all the weird, the world they built. But, man, I really feel like, what the fuck? What
it's
the fuck
gotta
the last
be
two
more,
episodes?
You cannot like acting or care about that if you want to. In the same way that like I'll write off a show because I don't like the way it looks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But it's like at the same time, it's like there has to be more. It can't just be like an interesting premise. I was, and just to be clear, before anyone started talking about the show, I think that
was on
book
your radar
or something,
yeah.
And somebody put it on my radar like, oh, you got to check this out. It's a really interesting.
Did you read the book?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, oh, this sounds really interesting. I had this on my watch list forever. I was hyped. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I didn't get 20 minutes in where I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely,
yeah.
I cannot handle this level of.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Also, in terms of books, I'm still reading that book, bro. Happy to say I have committed to it. I'm now almost 200 pages in, and I'm fucking loving it.
We got
to
tell them about what happened in the airport when you were telling me about that book.
Wait.
When you had the movies mixed up.
Oh yeah, so I'm reading Project Hail Mary. It's the same author wrote The Martian, which The Martian is a movie that has Matt Damon in it. And I was explaining to Timbo, like, yeah, you wrote that movie. It's like this and that. Long story short, the movie I was describing was actually Interstellar.
Well, here's what he did. He's like, yeah, man, it's like you know that movie where he like goes to different planets and like on one planet, like the time is he's aging less than the people on Earth, and then he goes to the other one and like. He's in the middle. You don't realize until later on that he's actually in the middle of like the ocean and there's a huge wave. And I was like, hold on. That's not The Martian. That's Interstellar. That's a whole different movie. You're like, no, The Martian. Like, no, because you had said he's on this planet with the ocean or whatever. I was like, yeah, you're talking about Interstellar. You're like, no, it's The Martian. Because what you don't know is that that's actually, I was like, it's a big wave. And he's like, huh. Okay.
Yeah. But
so anyway, you love Interstellar, but you're also reading a book about The Martian.
I liked Interstellar. I didn't love The Martian as a movie, if I were to say anecdotally in my memory. But man, this book, it has me hooked. I would like for you to read it when I'm done. I'll bring it to you. You like sci-fi.
What? I will read it as soon as you read any of the books I've brought you.
Well, the next thing on my list is I'm going to start and finish The Metamorphosis of Prime Intellect.
Yeah. That I thought you'd like that because there's like.
Well, I do like it, and then I've gotten into it, and then I just forget, dude. I just forget that I'm reading a book because it's not.
Oh, I'm not,
I
and
do,
I'm not sitting over
I mean?
Here being like I'm reading a ton of books.
Oh yeah,
I'm not. Abby reads like that's mostly what she does.
Yeah,
but
oh.
Not me. It used to be a thing. I went through a heavy phase. I was reading a ton, but I haven't read a lot lately.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring this in for you to read. I'm really enjoying it, and they are turning it into a movie, and we could talk about it when that time comes, but the person that is the lead I thought was really interesting. I actually, this is going to, it doesn't matter to you, but maybe our listeners.
Character? Are you talking about like who they chose?
Who they chose to be the actor.
Oh.
Is Gosling. That's what Coop said. I haven't verified this, but he's Gosling. But I actually think.
Well, I think going off of what Coop says, he's like Deadline.
But I will say, you don't know the character, but it's like, I don't know. Is it just because Gosling is the biggest guy on the planet right now and that's how it worked out? Because I actually thought someone like a Jason Bateman would be a good
That's a very different movie. That is not – right away I'm like, oh, I don't need to see that movie.
The main character is like kind of like a witty, kind of jaded physicist who turned high school science teacher.
Gosling's played a teacher well before in Half Nelson. He is good at having like a funny undertone to him.
I just don't think this guy would be like, and not to say that Bateman isn't a handsome fella, but
well,
I don't envision
Jason,
this guy
I thought
being.
You said Jason Statham.
No, Bateman.
I was like, oh,
no, I'm saying Bateman. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Just in terms of a very like approachable, normal guy is what I was. That's how I envision this fella in my head.
this is why people struggle with adaptations. You get something in your head and then you see it as something else. You're like, that's not who I was picturing. You know what I mean? And then it ruins it for you.
Anyway, I'm really stoked on it. When I finish the book, I'll bring it in for you. And then I'll immediately start Metamorphosis of Prime Intellect because I am liking reading. So we're going to get these cute little wall sconces for our beds so that we can, you know what I mean?
Wow. Turn like a hotel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look at you. Look, I'm happy to see a start to you bettering yourself. We just get you doing something. We're moving around a little bit more.
Yeah, I gotta get active. But for real, somebody out there has some used blades they want to sell me. Just bang my line.
I know. I keep forgetting. I gotta hit up the guy to get us some.
Because I'm gonna buy them full price. Because I'll come down here and whip around this summer.
Not that expensive. Yeah, I think that we've got it in our head that not expensive.
I'm envisioning it'd be like $700.
No. Okay. No, I looked at it. And I was like, "Oh, the regular price is not expensive. We could just buy these."
Honestly, yeah. I might just buy them. Then fuck it.
Yeah,
because I really would love to get up and just whip around.
Yeah,
put on a cute little outfit.
I was gonna say I'd love to see what outfit you chose for that. Okay, all right. Let's go get to work.
All right.